This is Ozarks at Large. October is a month with deadlines. This week was the deadline to register to vote in Arkansas. Next week, the deadline to pay property taxes. And if you filed an extension before April 15th on your federal income taxes, the deadline to file is Monday. About 91,000 Arkansans requested an extension this year. David Stell is a spokesman for the Internal Revenue Service in Arkansas and Oklahoma. David, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Thank you very much.
So what if someone is one of the 91,000 in Arkansas that requested an extension? What now?
Well, we hope that a lot of those folks have already filed. But if you're coming down to these last few days here, this is it. There are no more extensions beyond October 15th. So if you cannot get your tax return filed by then, it's going to be late and there's going to be penalties that you probably don't want to pay. So it's crunch time. We certainly recommend people try electronic filing, including free file, free electronic filing through the IRS website to make the job easier.
I think what happens sometimes right before the April deadline and then this extended deadline is some people, the deadline catches up with them and they may hurry through. But there are some things that people should check out before they file, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, if you're preparing your return now at what would be a second crunch time for this year, maybe the first crunch time for those who are just getting it filed, it's always good to have someone else look over your tax return and make sure that, they can check your math for you and make sure it's accurate. Electronic filing eliminates a lot of those errors, by the way. But, now is a good time to have, the best shot you can at doubling up on everything, checking everything, including Social Security numbers. That's a very important thing to get right.
I know that Arkansas taxpayers annually leave quite a bit on the table when it comes to the earned income tax credit. It's not too late to find out if you or your family qualifies for that.
Absolutely. The earned income tax credit is pretty valuable. It's worth well over $5,000 to some people. It's generally available to people with children, although some single people with all children can qualify as well. More information on that is available on the IRS website at irs.gov/EITC.
Now, what if someone has put together their taxes, they're ready to file, but they owe more than they can spend? Than they can afford, perhaps, at this time. Any help there?
Well, yes. Yeah, we certainly can help with that. The advice is, if you owe money, send in as much as you can when you file your tax return. But even if that's not a dollar, send in your tax return on time to avoid a late filing penalty. We can help people with things like tax payment plans for those who qualify for that. And also, those payment plans can be requested and set up online. You can do that automatically through an interactive feature on the IRS website, irs.gov.
And what if someone is filing this extended deadline, which is October 15th, and they're owed money?
If you're owed money, you're going to get a refund. There is no late penalty or interest on a refund tax return. We'll get your refund turned around and get it back to you just as quickly as we can.
Any other questions? There's help online or on the phone?
There is help online at irs.gov, or give us a call at 800-TAX-1040. 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday.
David Stell is the IRS spokesman for Arkansas and Oklahoma. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Syria's civil war spilled across the northern border last week when what may have been a stray mortar bomb killed five Turkish civilians and triggered days of cross-border artillery fire. Now NATO says it's ready to defend a member of the alliance. I'm Neil Cunningham, the spillover from Syria, plus Fiscal Cliff 101. Next Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation this afternoon at 1 on KUAF 91.3 FM.